Let's get to another big story today. North Charleston, South Carolina, an emotional day there as the community reacted to a video showing the shooting death of a black man by a white police officer.
No justice! No peace! No justice! No peace! No justice!
Chance this afternoon at a press conference held by Mayor Keith Summey and Police Chief Eddie Driggers. The big news is that the officer who shot Walter Scott, Officer Michael Slager, has been fired and is being charged with murder. Here's Chief Driggers.
I'm gonna be totally honest with you.
Do that.
I am. And give me just a second. The honesty comes from my heart. I have watched the video. And I was sickened by what I saw.
Joining us for more on the story is Glenn Smith. He's an editor at The Post and Courier in Charleston, South Carolina. Glenn, tell us more about what happened at the press conference today.
Well, the mayor appeared, tried to show the community he was very concerned about what was going on. He said he and the chief are going to decline from interviews until the funeral for Mr. Scott is over with on Saturday. He and the chief both trying to stress how much they do not condone what happened. The officer's actions were unacceptable, and that the community dialogue is going to be launched about the department's policies.
And at one point, Mayor Summey talked about the video that emerged yesterday showing Officer Slager shooting Scott. Let's listen to what he said.
I have not seen all the video, so therefore I can't answer the question. There's the car video. SLED has that. What I understand, the video that I saw was not all of the video that exists. We only were able to look at what was given to us.
And SLED, by the way, the South Carolina Law Enforcement Department. But that's pretty surprising, obviously, to those in the crowd there that the video hadn't been seen by the mayor.
Yeah, I believe he said that he saw it for the first time yesterday. It's my understanding that law enforcement became aware of this on late Monday, viewed it late Monday night. A number of discussions came up as a result of that, which led to his arrest yesterday.
What is the mood there after all of this has happened in such a short period of time, and North Charleston has come under such scrutiny after this video? And if people haven't seen this video, what happens essentially is this black man, Walter Scott, is seen just running away from this officer who then shoots him multiple times. He falls to the ground. Some sort of taser, it looks like, might be thrown right next to the body of the victim. But what's the reaction there in the community?
I think it's, shocking, very disturbing video. Obviously, the community's upset. The family's very upset. The chief and the mayor both looked really shaken by this yesterday. So far, it's been very peaceful for the most part. There's been some chants at the press conference, and there was a rally outside City Hall this morning where, cries of Black Lives Matter and the need for justice were heard, but very peaceful, and the organizers seem to be working fairly closely with the police to do it in an orderly fashion.
But not expecting to see the kinds of protests that we've seen in places like Ferguson, Missouri, following the shooting there of Michael Brown.
Yeah, I mean, we sure hope not. I don't think so, because there's been protests and gatherings for months now after Ferguson, after New York, sort of solidarity protests, but also raising some concerns about things that have happened in our state. And they've been very peaceful, very justice oriented. Everyone involved seems to be bent on doing it in a calm manner. I also think you look back a couple months ago, a police chief about an hour away from here was charged with murder in death of an unarmed black man. Police involved shooting from 2011. He went to trial and ended up in a hung jury, but you just didn't see that kind of, there was certainly outrage and people were upset, but you didn't see that spill over into violence in any way.
So what happens next with the investigation here?
I think a lot of it's going to go on behind closed doors for a while as SLED tries to shore up its case. The officer is going to be in jail probably for at least another 2 or 3 weeks before it goes to a bond hearing judge in the circuit court. Then I imagine you'll see it either move to a preliminary hearing within 30 days where the probable cause will be laid out, or he can waive that and it'll just go straight to a grand jury, and you're looking at maybe a year or more before it comes to trial.
Glenn Smith, an editor at the Post and Courier in Charleston, South Carolina. Glenn, thank you so much.
Sure thing.